vegetable soup. It's the water that you cooked all different types of shlokas in, different types of vegetables. Shrashi the kula shalki, kol mina yerek sholik. All different types of cooked vegetables, the juice is called ansigrin. Shreti Gemara, in kain vaita, hevelaya nigrin ikur v'shem and tofel. So what? You put some olive oil into the soup, into this beet juice or into the vegetable soup. Havlechura still, what's the ikur? The vegetable soup is the ikur. And the shemen is only a tofel to it. So why you don't have to make a bird parade on the shemen zayit? Utanan, zeaklal, kolushul ikur. When you have something that's the main dish of the imoit's tefillah, and with it eating a tofel thing, mevarach al ikur, poiteres atzfeilo. Zechura here, the ikur is the vegetable soup. You just make a bracha on that, whether it's a shalat, it's a bor pri adam, or a shakul. We'll see later on. But you don't have to make a bor pri eitz on the shemen zayit. And to the Gemara, the mitzvah says, hocha v'mayaskinon, v'choshes begroinoi. Somebody has a sore throat. Now for sore throat, olive oil is very good. It's soothing the throat, it makes it better. But to take olive oil the way it is pure, it's mazik you. You can't take it pure. See, what's the eitzah? Put it into a vegetable soup. Now when you drink this vegetable soup, what's your ikka kavona? The shemen zayas, because you want to soothe in your throat. Because you can't eat it by itself, you're putting it into the vegetable soup. So in this case, the shemen zayas is the ikker, and the vegetable soup is the tofel, so we make a bracha on the ikker, which is here a bor priates. Merhav hachoshes begroinoi. The drashi hachoshes begroinoi, v'tzorach losseis boi shemen harbi. He has to put then a lot of shemen inside it. Mela de hevele shemen ikker, the olive is the ikker, v'anigroin tofel. This is Rashi Shita, that even in the case we have a sore throat, you only make a bor priates when you have harbe shemen. There's more shemen than the anigrim. But la locha and the miri dingzach and Rashi, and the miri says no. Here, even if I have a little bit shemen, but the ikur you're taking the soup is because of the shemen. You have a sore throat now. You want the shemen to soothe in your throat. So the ikur tavon and taking the soup is for the purpose of the shemen zayis. Even if there be less shemen zayis than the anigrim. Still, the shemen zayis is the ikur, because that's the ikur reason why you're taking this. And that's halacha like that. Even if the shemen zayis is less than the vegetable soup. But if you hold kavon and taking the soup is because of the shemen zayis, that's the ikur you make a bor priates on. So the Mara d'Tanya, such a case like this, that you have a sore throat and it's good to take shemen zayis. D'Tanya hu Shabbos, ha'choshes begroinis. Somebody has a sore throat on Shabbos, he's lo yarenu b'shemen, tchila b'shabbos. You can't just start drinking or like gargling with shemen on Shabbos. But that's like a refuah, and the refuah is also to do on Shabbos. So drashi lo yarenu b'shemen means b'shabbos, the mashoyin le b'tech groin. If you want to leave it in your throat, like gargling with it. V'yena b'lay, you're not going to swallow it. V'chivan do lo bolas, since you're not swallowing this, lay is mukhanus al refuahu. It's nicker claw why you're doing this, why you're gargling with the shemen zayif, because of refuah. The Chachamim gozer a kol refuas ani koris mishum tzika salmonim shimlocha. Rabbanim made a nisa, the Rabbanim, you can't take any refuah, or at least it's nikkah that it's a refuah. I'll think very maybe you come to make a tzika, which is teichin, you grind up the salmonim. Yeah. Right, 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 right. Tchila z'drashi kloima, l'chatchila lo yiten ha-shemen b'tiv. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to put the shemen into your mouth, l'shem irur, kidei to gargle with it. Ki'im l'shem b'liya, you're only allowed to put it into your mouth if you have das to swallow it. So Rashi says, Chiddush now, v'yimbo l'shoysi yishenu. Once it's in your mouth, and you put it there, manas to swallow it, now if you leave it there a little bit longer, there's nothing wrong with it. That's Rashi shit. I think that is Zingzach and Rashi. Weiter, aber leisen, what's the Yetzer on Shabbos? Aber leisen, shemen habel tech anigrin. Oh, the Yetzer is put a lot of shemen into the anigrin. Ubalei it, and still you have to swallow it. Mashman, even in this case, still you can't gargle with it. Because if you gargle it, nobody gargles with soup even. So it's mukhanilsa, why are you gargling with this soup for a shem refuas? That would also be yasser. Now the Yetzer is put the shemen in the anigrin and swallow it. So I call upon this to see is an Yetzer how people take shemen zayis. And this is the case where it's the ikur, and you have to make a bracha on it. Shreti Gemara Pshita. Avadi, you have to make a bracha on it. What's the chiddush? The Ma'amah, the Tema. Kivan, the refuah, kol mechavin. Lo levorach alei klal. I would think, no, in this case, when you're taking the shemen zayis, it's only for refuah, to soothe in your sore throat. So maybe that's not called an achila, that's turning a bracha at all. kamash malon, kivon display hanominei boy bruchi. Is any time you take a refuah, you take a medicine, if you have enjoyment from the medicine that tastes good, you have to make a bracha on it. Mashenka, if the medicine doesn't taste good, even though a medicine is a refuah, it's healing you, that's not called an achila. It's an achila means something you eat, you have anor from, you enjoy it. So, medicine, if you have some enjoyment from it, then you have to make a bracha. What? Yes. Yes. So, machlekes rishonim, rishonim and achreinim, what bracha do you make? Let's say you take a vegetable, the shem refuah, and it tastes good. So some say you only have to make a shakel. Because since kafod you only take the shem refuah, it loses its ikar bracha. But lalach we pass it keeps its ikar bracha. If it's a vegetable, and you take it now the ikar for medicine, but it tastes good also, you have to make a bar priya adama. It's called the medicine tastes good, it retained its original bracha, whatever it is, eight, adama or shakel, you have to make that bracha.
So therapy didn't
stop. Right. Josh Yisli had nominated Josh Levad Rafua. Except for the fact that it's healing you, you also enjoy the syrup. Right, but of course, medicine. If you enjoy the syrup, you make a shakel. Yesh loy ha noyes achila. And therefore, you'd make a bracha on it. Right. Kim chodachita. What bracha do you make on flour? Flour made from wheat flour. You have Yehuda Waimeh Bor Priyadom. Retains its bracha, even though it's not the form of a wheat anymore. You ground it down, looks like flour, still you make a bar piyadoma. Rav Nachman Omer shakel niyadavore. No, since it changed its form already, it's you make a shakel now. Omele Rav Rav Nachman, correct Rav Rav Nachman, letifla galed Rav Yehuda. Why do you say you only make a shakel? Don't ding zachan Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said you made a bar piyadoma. Why is not there? The Rav Yechon and Shmuel came a kavosei. Because both Rav Yechon and Shmuel also hold in a similar case that you would have to make a bar priyadoma. So on flour made from wheat, you still make a bar priyadoma. What's the raya? The Yomer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, the Chen Omer Rav Yitzchak Omer Rav Yechonin, Shemen Zayis, halacha we had before, Shemen Zayis, Mevorchen Olav bar priyate, even though originally it was an olive. So an olive, you understand, you eat an olive, it's a bar priyate, not the priyate. So now when you squeeze out the juice and got shemen, the chura doesn't look like a pri anymore. It's a new stage right now. Still you say you make a bar priates. So the same svara should be by flour. Originally it was wheat. If you eat the wheat, you make a bar priadama. Now that you grind it up and made it into flour, you want to say it's nishtana, change a new form, so you have a new bracha, we see from shemen zayis, no, it retains its old bracha. Almas like the Gemara, Alpha Gav Dishtani, even though olive oil changed from the form of a olive into shemen, Bibul Sayukoi still retains its original bracha, Bor Priates. There's a Chur Hochinami, here also by flour. Alpha Gav Dishtani, even though it changed from a wheat into flour, Bibul Sayukoi still you should have to make a Bor Priadama. Zahuri held it Soraya to Rav Nach to Rav Yehuda's Alocha that you should make a Bor Priadama on flour. Zrashi, if you eat raw flour, like anybody else that chews wheat, if you chew raw wheat, it's edible, and you make a bar priyadoma. Yeah, this Rashi will skip it. This Shver Rashi, it's shallow weird belongs to the next Rashi.
We'll soon see.
Right, so the Gemara. So the Gemara, no, what's sushdom? Midami. Hosom lest leilu yachrina. Why shemen zayis, when you took it out of the fruit, took it out of the olive, this is its last stage. There's no better way of making the oil. That's it. So mele it remains its brocha. So drashi hoch? No. Mashenkin hocho by flour, is leilu yachrina bapas. There's a better form that it should come to. And it didn't come to that form yet. The better form is bread. As you start off with a wheat, then you grind it down, make it into flour. That's an in-between stage. That's not its final stage. It's oimer dough to make it into dough and make a bread out of it. So mele, right now, within reach, its better stage, it loses its first bracha bar priyadoma, and you only make a shakel. So that's the chilul between olive oil. Olive oil, true, it changed from the olive into oil, but that's its final stage. That's its good stage. It retains its first bracha. Mashenkin flour, it changed from its original form and did not reach its better form yet. So therefore, it's only a shakel now. Drashi, hoch isle lu yachrina. Hilkach, by flour, yotze mechlau pri. By grinding it up, it's not called wheat anymore. It's yotze from the shame pri of wheat. O lechlau derech achilosa leibot. It didn't come to its derech the way you eat it. after wheat yeeted out bread. Aval Hashem in Mashen Ken oil miyad, right after you squeezed out the olive and got the oil, vod yishinuyev lecha derech achilasoi. True, you changed. It changed from olive into oil. But right now, that's the derech yeedit. The yikra pri lekach netu, another smorah. What's the yikra you planted an olive for? Is for the olive, for the oil that comes out of it. As the yikra of the pri, the yikra of an olive, is its juice that comes out of it. Lekach netu, that's why you planted it. Hilkach prihu. Therefore, the olive oil, the oil is also called the pri. So therefore, it retains its bracha as a borer pri. Here's the smorah we spoke of yesterday about grapes and olives are the two terrors that the ikar of the pri is the juice that comes out of it. The ikar of the grape is the yain that comes out of it. And the ikar reason, Yerashi says here, you plant an olive is for the oil that comes out of it. Therefore, here the oil and the yain retains the bracha of a pri. Because yain is more choshen, and before it's mesameach, and it's soyin, therefore you make a special bracha. But our very prayer retains it. Mashenkin, all other terrors. There we said as far as I can, the ikra of an orange is to eat the orange the way it is. The ikra of an apple is to eat the apple the way it is. If you squash it to get the juice, then you want to make a shakal on those juice, because that's not the ikra pri. But here by olive, the ikra, the pri is the olive oil, the oil. It still makes a difference, the same thing. We'll see later about it, but the same thing. So that's the chilek. It says, no, avada, on flour, you should make a shakal. Because flour was changed, it's not the pri, it's not wheat anymore, and it's not the chlal pas yet. So now in between stage, you make a shakal. So the Gemara is that a svaro v'chiyis le'ilu achrinu. When you have an in between stage, you didn't get to a better stage yet. Le'levorchina le'bar pri adam. Is it true you don't make a bar pri adam? You only make el shakal, only a shakal on flour. I have omarav zera, omarav masna, omar shmuel, akro chaya. That means raw cabbage. The kimcha desari, and flour made from barley. Barley flour, mevorchina alayu shakl miyadvorin. You only make a shakl on these two things. Hey, some raw cabbage, since usually a cabbage is eaten cooked, so something that's usually eaten cooked, that's what's called a pre when it's cooked. If you eat it before that, when it's raw, you only make a shakl. It's all vegetables that the ikka derech tida cooked. If you eat the vegetable raw, you only make a shakl.
Derech changes in the
you go both to the derech, rove in the other in that place. So now, and who adin it says flour of barley. Barley flour is also a shakal. I'm making a beef. What's that? Well, how come I pick barley? My love, the chita bar piyadoma. But mashrav in this brayson that it would be from wheat flour. You make a bar piyadoma. It's only barley flour is different. It's less, but wheat flour is a bar piyadoma. So even though it changed and there's a better form to reach in bread, still you still make a bar piyadoma. Something more low, it's not kasha. Loi, dechita nami shakl nidvori. Could be true, any type of flour, not only barley flour, but even wheat flour would also be a shakl nidvori. Fred Gemara, Bezer Lashemina, dechita, let us say the bigger chiddush, even wheat flour, you only make a shakl. Vekol shchein desari, navado barley, which barley is like a secondary grain to wheat. So if you make a shakal on wheat flour, for sure you make a shakal on barley flour. So the Gemara knows. If we only say that by wheat flour you make a shakal, I would think, it's only by wheat flour there's a shakal. Avo desari, like klal, mashen came by barley. I would say barley flour there's no broker at all. Kamash malon, that even on barley flour also you have to make a shakal. But who has in on wheat flour, it's also only a shakal, could be. Fred Gemara, what kind of happening is that? Why would I think on barley flour there's no bracha at all? Fred Gemara, mi gora, mi melech, the zomis, is it worse than salt and like salt water? The tanan, al ha-melech, vi al-ha-zomis, I'm a shakal near the varoi. That even on salt or salt water also you make a shakal near the varoi. So what do you see? The little bit of hanoi you have to make a bracha. So chura, this wheat, spices, it is edible, this flour. So since it's barley flour, so what? There's still some hanor out of it, but you still have to make a shakal. And the Gemara, no, there's still a swara why by barley flour, maybe I would think not to make a bracha at all. Itzruch. If I could think, melech v'zom is ovid inish d'shad l'pume. By salt, sometimes you throw some salt into your mouth to make a taste. You want a salty taste. So you eat it, it's derech hano, you make a shakum. Abo kimcha desari. Vashen kein barley flour, hoyo v'kosh lekukini. It's very bad for tapeworm, for worms in the stomach. The kukuni, Rashi says, means taloyim. Shebamayin is very bad to make worms in the intestines. So, levorech alayo klal, I would think, since it's like mazik you, you shouldn't have to make a bracha on it at all. Kamash malon. About when you're eating right now this flour, you enjoy it. You have to make a shakuni devaroi. So Zagaya, let's say you take some food that you taste very good. Moshe, a guy is diabetic, and he can't take sugar. If he takes sugar, it tastes very good for him. But he knows he's going to suffer from it. Still, he'll have to make a bracha on it. Because about right now, when you're taking, you're having hanor from it, you have to make a bracha. Even though when it goes in, it's going to do bad for you, but right now you're having hanor and it's called the food, you have to make a shakel. That's the story here. Even though this barley flour is bad for the worms, still you have to make a bracha because it's you're having some hanor. And the mice, that's the way you paskin, that on flour, if you would eat flour, you only make a shakel. It's like a paskin at this story. Since it was nishtana, it changed, and it didn't come to the better form of bread yet, you only make a shakel. Vashen kein olive oil, since it changed and it came to the best form it will come to, that's considered the ikapri.
So it's more of it that we're looking for the tam. If something is mazik or gamrit and there's a good tam to it,
right, that's what we're saying, right. As long as it's a food, it has to be something edible. You take poison, you make a broccoli, even if it's good. It has to be a food that people do eat. So Yosh Shalot Teis talks about kimcha dechita Teis says nira d'leimari b'kimcha mamish. It's not mamish, real flour. Eshin says the yimkeim l'shaychi b'broch the bar p'yadoma. There's no havmi to say you should make a bar p'yadoma, like it doesn't look like wheat at all. And the mari the kimcha shker nishnazim v'kem l'shaychim v'shibur l'shol shem yavshim b'tanya. I mean, type of flour that has some substance to it, there's some pieces to it. So that's the shayla, maybe you still make a bar p'yadoma. And the local we say, no, you make a shakol, because since you were nishtana, you made a shinu, it changed its form a little bit. And at this form, it's not the final form we'll get to, that's the svara you're going to make a shakol. It's not called the pre right now. It's not called the pre adama. It doesn't have the chivas of the pre adama. Right. So the more kaira. What's the loch of a kaira? Right. These are called palm hearts. They call it. Trashi kaira rach shel dekel. It's a very soft part of the palm tree. Keshanof of gedolim b'chol shana. When the new branches leaves grow every year, b'shana kedera kol ilonis. Hanois b'shana who every year gets new leaves. So rach, the beginning of his leaf is very soft. The second year ready, this leaf gets harder and becomes like an ace. The thing is called heart or palm hearts. They have it.
They have it.
Hearts of palm. Hearts of palm. Hearts of palm. Where they serve it? They serve it. Hearts of palm. Since you said they served last year, but Terra Seventh Bank, somebody told them. Yeah. So what bracha do you make on this? It's a palm tree that the new branch that comes off. So right now when it's soft the first year it's edible. Next year though when it comes kosher it's not edible anymore. So what bracha do you make? You have yudu ama bar pri adama. Right now it's edible and it comes off the tree. It comes off the adam. You make a bar pri adama. Or Shmuel ama shakul nidivaroi. Shmuel says no. You only make a shakul. Why? You have Yehudu Rama Bor Pri Adama Perihu. It's a fruit. Right now it's a fruit. You make a Pri Adama. Why don't you make a Bor Pri? It's already. The Teretz says that, let's say a palm tree. The Ika fruit of a palm tree is the dates. So that's the only bracha you make a Bor Pri Ha'itz on. On the Ika fruit. We'll soon see later. If you have a tree that gives off two type of fruits. One is the Ika fruit. And one is a tough one, not such a good fruit. On the second fruit, does not the Shivas have a Bor Pri Ha'itz. You only make a Bor Pri Adama. There on a palm tree, the Ika fruit is the date. That has a bar priates. On this, you'd only make a bar priadama. So he holds it's a fruit. Right now, this leaf is edible. So you make a bar priadama. Shmuel amano shakuni abdivarai. Hoyev is safe for this lahakshas. As if you let this leaf grow another year, it'll become hard, not edible. So even right now, it doesn't have a shivas of a pri. Trashi. No, Rashi. Omale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinuno kavosech mistavri. Hey, Shmuel more or less was masking for Rav Yehuda. It says, I have a riot to you, Rav Yehuda, that on Kari you should make a Bor Pri Adama, not like me that says only a shakel. What's my riot? So it's known, a radish. Soifer lahakshas, a radish, if you would let it grow another year, longer time, a radish is said to become hard like a wood. Everybody knows you pull out a radish right now, you make a bar pri adama. So you see, even though it's safe, if you would let it grow longer, it would become hard. About right now it's edible, you go both now and make a bar pri adama. Rashi, tnoin safe lakshay. Shin enoi tol shoy beitoy. If you don't pull off a radish at its right time, let it stay, a mamish gets hard like a piece of wood. So you see, you go busa right now. Now it's edible. You make a bar pri adama. So this kura, this palm also, this leaves right now it's edible. Make a bar pri adama. So dumar v'lohi, no, there's no raya from there. Snoin, a radish, not the inshi adaita the pugla. Why do people plant a radish? They plant it al manas to pick it off when it's still soft and teed it as a radish. Therefore, it's called a food right now. Mashenkin dikla, palm tree, le not the inshi adaita the kura. Nobody plants a palm tree on manas to eat these leaves. Fakat, they would rather let the leaves stay on the tree and let the tree grow bigger. Because eventually the ika tree of a palm is the date. So nobody plants the palm tree on manas to eat these leaves. So therefore, even though the first year these leaves are edible, it doesn't have the shivas of a pri adama, you only make a shakal. So the Gemara, is that true? Whenever you don't plant it for that purpose, you don't make the bar pri adama, but you only make a shakal. That's why by kura now you're only making a shakal. But the Gemara writes slap. It's called a caper tree. Well, Sunsi has four type of peris, edible peris, come off the tree. People plant it, amnas, eat all the fruits of it. Trashi abaita the pircha, shame period, all type of fruits. Utanan, do we learn by this paper tree? Almina nitzpa, on a different type of fruits that come off this slav tree. Ala olin the alatmoris. Olin means the leaves. The leaves of this tree is edible. Valatmoris on the leaves are type of berries. Now these berries are also edible. Is oima bari pri adama. You make a bari pri adama for this. Val have yoinis on the fruit itself. The alakafrisin. That's the shell that goes around the fruit. Like an orange, you have an orange peel. So if yoinis means the fruit itself, and the kafrisin is the peel around the fruit. Oima bari priates. You make a bari priates. There you see Claude that Sisogi spoke out. And even though there are four edible type of fruits here, but since the ika pri of this fruit is of this tree is the avyoinis. So therefore that you make a bar priates. On the leaves and these berries, even though it's edible, but since it's not the ika fruit of the tree, you only make a bar priadama. But I call upon him, you see, you make a bar priadama. And the churawat, people don't plant it, amanasti this. Trashi. Mine natspa, hoot slap no fish and bailum boy kana minyachila currently mini. There's no different type of fruits. Tamoros, betoichol, in the middle of the leaves, gedelem, kimin, tamoros, a type of berry, or boltambola, comes out of the leaf, kimai, bolin, shell, arva. The avyoine, suapri, that's the ika fruit itself, kafrisin, hu klipa, gedela, shasav of apri. That's the klipa, the outside shell, like an orange shell. Kain klipa, gdilim, sav of agrezim dakim, like around nuts. So it's la, so the chur, this is the kasha. Here, people don't plant it, amanas, eat the leaves. And still you see like a bar pri adama on the leaf. So the Gemara no, Amar Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, slav, this caper tree, not the inshi adaita the shusa. People planted amanas adaita the shusa. Mashen kein diklo, a palm tree, lo not the inshi adaita the kura. Nobody plants an amanas to eat the leaves. Because they're faket, you want the tree to go bigger. Mashenkin, by this slav, even if you eat the leaves, it doesn't ruin the tree. Otherwise, it's edible. There, people grow with amanas to eat the leaf. That's why here you make a bar pri adama. Trashi, slav, not the inch of that to the shusa. Lechol es olin. People plant this tree to eat the leaves. V'es atzmoras and the berries. Shenem amatim mesilim akach. Even if you pull it off, you don't make the tree less. The tree is just as strong. Mashenkin dikla lanati in shadai, the palm tree, lechol es akoira. They don't want you to eat the leaves. Sha'ichle mamayit anfeilin. If you start eating every shoot that comes out, you'll take away from the beauty of the tree. So therefore, koira by a deckle tree, you don't plant it, you only make a shakal. Mashenkin dislav, since you planted amnas, eat the berries and the leaves, you make a burpee adam. So the Gemara of Yafagav the Kalsi Shmuel Reb Yehuda, even though Shmuel himself was like Moedet Reb Yehuda, that you should have to make a Bori Pri Hadama, so the Moed Hilchos HaKavos is Shmuel. But the Lachar is like Shmuel said, that this Kaira, these hearts of the, what call hearts of the palms, you only make a shak on the Advarim. It's even though it comes off a palm tree, but since it's not planted for that, it's planted, let it stay there another year and become hard, now you only make a shakl. It doesn't have a shame pre, you only make a shakl and you have to worry on it. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Slav Shel Ola. You have this caper tree, we said it has four types of peris, Shel Ola. The first 3 years that it grows is the Chutz Loretz. What are you doing in the Chutz Loretz? So Rashi says, Ola, the Chutz Loretz, Medivrei Seifim Hi. At least that's the way our Gemara is going now. Even though it's a Machlekes in the Gemara in Kedushin, whether it's Midiraisa or Midirabonin, now we're going to Mandiyama in Chutzlars, Orla is only Midirabonin. But it is Noiv Orla, the first 3 years. If you have a tree, you can't eat the pears the first 3 years. So what do you do about a caper tree? Is Zerik Esev Yenis, you have to throw away the fruit, the Yenis is the Ika fruit, but the Yechel is a Kefrisin. You're allowed to eat, though, the shell around it, you're allowed to eat. Is even though it's the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the shell around it. The chumras of the Gemara Lameimra, they have yoinus pri, or orla, it's only us that eat the fruits. The wood of the tree you're allowed to have enough from the first 3 years. It's only us of the fruit. So chumras, what's called the fruit now? They have yoinus is called the fruit. The Lameimra, they have yoinus pri. The kafrisin, that's the shell around it, like the peel, la pri, it's not called the fruit. That's why, even though it's from Orla, the first 3 years, you're allowed to eat the peels of the fruit, because the peels are not called the fruit. So the Gemara, is that true? Reminu. Amina, now you have before, Amina Natsba, when you go to eat these fruit of a tzlaf tree, what bracha do you have to make? Al olam v'ala tzumoros, on the leaves and on the berries, oimeh, boru pri adama. V'al have yoinis, but on the ikapri. V'ala kafris, and on the shell around it, Oymar Bora Priates, we have before you do make a Bora Priates. So you see, even the shell around the fruit is also called a fruit that you have to make a Bora Priates. So how could Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said the Orla, you're allowed to eat the peel, the shell around the fruit? If it's called the fruit, Orla is also the first 3 years you can eat it. And the Gemara, who do you have a Rabbi Akiva? That Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanan, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Tanan. It's not. You have lezoyne, slap, misaser, tomorrow's, taste the berries, the avionis, and the fruit itself, the kafrisin. And the peel around it, all you have to take off trumas and isis. Mashma, the leaf itself, no, but these all have a shame free on it. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, ein misaser, el avionis, bovad. He also know, with neishu pri. What min here is called a pri, only the fruit itself, but the shell around it, or else the berries, don't have to have a din miser. So Melo, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds like Rabbi Akiva. Now what's called the fruit? Only the ikar pri itself. Therefore, for Orla, he was only makar on ikar pri to throw away, but everything else he ate. For the Gemara of a name, Melo Rabbi Akiva. I was like, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say outright, I pass like Rabbi Akiva? Now what's called the fruit? Only the main fruit, nothing else. So the Gemara, no. Iyam Melo Rabbi Akiva, if he would have said, Halakas Rabbi Akiva, Hava mean I would think, Afilu Beret, even in Eretz Yisrael, he paskins like this. That what's Mechuyiv and Meiser? Only the Ikar Pri and not the shell around it. Kamash Malon, by saying that only in all in Chutz Loretz it's Mutter, Kamash Malon, no. Only in Chutz Loretz I paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because the klal is, Kol Ameko Boretz, whenever you have a Machlekes, what's the Locher is in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's making in Eretz Yisrael, Halach Kamaiser in Chutz Loretz. And Chutz Loretz is only Midirabonin, the goal of the boss of the Mekel. So Orla, the first 3 years, is only also the Chutz Loretz Midirabonin. Therefore, you could go boss of the Kula, Rebbe Kiva Shita, that holds what's called the Pri, only the Avionis Ika Pri itself. But the shell around it is not called the Pri. Avu Borit, light. But in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't hold like Rebbe Kiva. In Eretz Yisrael, he must come to Tanakama to Rebbe Lezer. For the Gemara, Vizay Vaita. The name of Rebbe Kiva B'Chutz Loretz. Let him say out, the whole Rebbe Kiva, only in Chutz Loretz. Why? The Chol HaMeiko, Moritz, Halacha Kamaisa, in Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara, no. Yomach, even if we say like this, Hava Mina, I would think, Hani Mili Gabi Maisa. His Rebbe Kiva, Zikir Din is by Maisa. What's Mechuyiv in Maisa? Only the Avionis itself. So I would think it's only possible in Kiva, Hilkos Maisa. Why? Well, Gabi Maisa, Hani Mili Gabi Maisa, Elon. By a tree, fruits, The Ba'aretz Gufa Midrabbonim. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Chiyuv to take off Trumas HaMaisus on fruits is only Midrabbonim. Because Midiraisa, Rashi says, Gabi Maisa, Ta'atzeru Lachai V'la'atzer V'la Doga and Tirish V'yitzer. Midiraisa, the Chiyuv to take off Trumas HaMaisus is only from Dogan, from the five mini grains, and Tirish V'yitzer, from wine and from oil. That's all. But all other fruits, the Chiyuv Trumas HaMaisus is only Midrabbonim. So I would think, when do I pass on the Rabbi Kiva in Chutz Loretz? Only by Meister of fruits, which even Eretz Yisrael is only Midrabbonim. Avol Gabi Orla. Mashenkin by Hilchus Orla. Fruits. The Beretz Midiraisa. There you have a tree growing in Eretz Yisrael. The first 3 years, the Peretz Arasa Midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. So I would think, aim of a Chutz Loretz Naminigzer, I would think even a Chutz Loretz, that Orla is only Midrabbonim. Still, we should make this very result. You can't eat even the shell around the fruit. Kamashmala, no. That Orla, since in Kutzlar, it's only with Rabbanim, I make like a Mekibashita. That you can eat the berries and the leaves and even the outer shell you're allowed to eat. Just the fruit itself is called a pre, that's also for Orla. That's the way of Yudam Rav Paskins. So the Mormaisa. Ravina Ashuche Lama Baravashi, the Kozorik of Yoinis. As he also did like Rav Yudam Rav. That on Orla, he threw away only the Ika fruit itself, the Kofa Kafrisin. But the shell around the fruit that he ate, even though it was Orla, the first 3 years, he held you allowed to eat this. It is not called the fruit. Omalei, so he said, my diet is called Kebekiva. Why are you Makel so much? Because you're like Kebekiva, the Makel. Since he's Makel even in Eretz Yisrael, Tzivu don't ask so we don't pass like Kebekiva, but the Chutzlots were Makel. Correct to my Bezlev, you're looking for Kulis, Beleved Maka Beshamai, why don't you even hold like Beshamai? The Makel's fate will soon say he's even more Makel, that even the Iker fruit itself you should be allowed to eat. The Tanan, Slav, what about this caper tree? Beshamai Oimrim Klein Bekerim. If you plant this tree in the middle of the grapes, you should know you're over the Iker Klein Bekerim. Even though Klein is only geared to Zeroyim, to vegetables, why says he all this tree is not called the tree, it's not called the Priate, it's called Zeroyim. Who be Siloimrim though? No, ain't Klein the Kerim. This caper tree is called a tree. It's not called Zroim. There wouldn't be any yis if you planted in the Kerim. The Elo Vielo Moidim, both are Moidim, Shechayib Orla. That this caper tree is yeh called the tree, and Yechayib Orla, the first 3 years you can't eat it. For the Gemara in Beishamai Tesira, Hagufa Kasha, or Ma to you, Beishamai say, Slaf Beishamai Yermim, Klein the Kerim, you are saying you're not allowed to plant this caper tree in the middle of the grapes. Alma min Yeriku. You're saying it's called like Yerik, therefore it's Klai Kerim. Rather Tonin, then you yourself say, Elo Velo Moidim Shechai B'Ola. You say there's a Chi of Ola. That means the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat these pears. A Lach of Ola is only against the trees. It's only against the fruit that grows off a tree you can't eat it the first 3 years. But vegetables you're allowed to eat the first year. So Monashach, what do you Beishamai hold? Do you hold this slap, this caper tree? Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? Alma min Ilanuk, Kurtzestira. And the Gemara holds like Kasha. Beishamai the Pshat is Lukei Vesafkule. Beishamai has the Safik Lu. Beyav the Hochle Chumra Vachle Chumra. He's going the Chumra. He's going the Chumra both ways. So he's Mesupik. So he's Mesupik whether it's called a tree or whether it's called a Zeroyim. So he goes both ways. So the Gemara Mikol Mokim the Beishamai the Chumra Heavenly Safik Gola. According to Beishamai, this should remain a Safik Gola. Because according to Beishamai, this slap tree is a suffix if it's called a tree or not called a tree. So it's a suffix orlo. Utanan is a new aloha, suffix orlo and chutzlort is mutter. That orlo is also in chutzlort here is only if you know vadi is orlo. That's why the maestro, we're not makbar, we buy our fruits. We don't have to be makbar here in America to make sure it's the fruits of 3-year-old tree. Even if it's the fruit of a 1-year-old tree, we're allowed to eat it. Because the fruit's only a suffix to us, what it is. And Sofik in Chutz Loretz is Mutter. Utanan, Sofik Ola. Let's say you have a Sofik if this tree is 3 years old or not. Beretz Yisrael also. And that's the soul which in Issa Diraisa, you have to be Machmer. Uvesurya, and that's only with the Rabbonin, Mutter, it's Mutter. Uvechutz Loretz, Mashenk in Chutz Loretz, Yorid Velakeya.